being able to park and then go right there into that, you know, historic brick building, that really is where the entrance should always have been.
Zoo President Donna Fernandez tells WBFO News plans are moving forward to have the new entrance ready to open this June.
At this point, we're trying to raise sort of the last $4.5 million for the capital campaign so we can immediately begin work on a new polar bear exhibit once the entrance is built. Because we had to get everyone coming in at that part of the zoo so that we could utilize what is currently our entrance as part of the new Arctic as that area expands.
The new location will be accessed through the zoo parking lot, making it much safer than the current entrance along busy Parkside Avenue. Fernandez also reports that 2012 was a great year for zoo visits, with 455,000 visitors.
Which is huge for us, given that we didn't open anything new in 2012, but the weather really cooperated. Even this past weekend, when it was, you know, 60 degrees in the middle of January, we were crowded. We had over 3,000 people here on Saturday. You know, for the middle of January, that's outrageous.
The $3.8 million entry plaza will include a new cafe, gift shop, and interactive water feature of the Great Lakes, making entering the zoo an exciting experience for its visitors. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.